This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. That's the sound of a crowd greeting U.S. President Joe Biden in Nantucket, a Massachusetts beach town where he participated in what the U.S. retail industry calls Small Business Saturday. The idea is to encourage people to buy local as they begin the holiday shopping season. On Friday, U.S. shoppers spent a record $9.12 billion online on Black Friday. According to Adobe Analytics, on Saturday, consumers braced against the squeeze from high inflation and grabbed steep discounts on everything from smartphones to toys. Online spending rose 2.3% on Black Friday, more than doubling Adobe's forecast of a 1% rise. Adobe expects Cyber Monday to be the season's biggest online shopping day. U.S. consumers are expected to spend $11.2 billion on Monday, this coming Monday. Venezuela's government and its opposition have agreed to create a UN-managed fund to finance health, food, and education programs for the poor. The Biden administration, meanwhile, has eased some oil sanctions on the country in an effort to boost the newly restarted talks between the two sides. Representatives of President Nicolas Maduro and the political opposition signed the agreement on Saturday. It marks the resumption of long-stalled negotiations meant to find a common path out of their country's complex financial crisis. Democratic Republic of Congo said it will hold presidential and parliamentary elections December 20th of 2023, kicking off a year of preparations in the Central African country, which struggles with militia violence. You can find more on that story at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Somalia's army and allied clan militias have killed at least 100 al-Shabaab fighters in an operation in the central Middle Shabelle region. That's according to the Information Ministry on Saturday, days after another 49 al-Shabaab militants were killed in the southern part of the lower Shabelle region. Somalia's deputy minister of information said the operation was aimed at preempting the militants' final preparations for an attack on government forces in the region. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky hosted a summit in Kyiv to mark the 90th anniversary of the Great Famine, a man-made famine engineered by dictator Joseph Stalin during the Soviet era in the early 1930s. The summit launched Zelensky's Grain from Ukraine initiative, exporting grain to countries most afflicted by famine and drought. In his address, Zelensky said Ukraine is committed to fulfilling its grain and other foodstuff exports to the global market. New business opportunities in Macau. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has that story.
The former Portuguese colony awarded the licenses to MGM Resorts, Las Vegas Sands, Wynn Resorts and three Chinese rivals after they promised to help diversify its economy by investing in non-gambling attractions. Macau is under pressure from the Chinese government to diversify with retailing, entertainment and other industries and to reduce reliance on gamblers from the mainland, its main revenue source. The territory of 700,000 people is the world's most tourism-dependent economy, which has shrunk since anti-COVID restrictions shut down most tourist travel in 2020. I'm Karen Chamas.
NASA's Orion capsule is now circling the moon in an orbit stretching tens of thousands of miles. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
The unmanned space capsule and three test dummies entered lunar orbit more than a week after launch and are now about halfway through the test flight. Orion is shooting for a maximum distance from the Earth of almost 270,000 miles, which will be a new record. Artemis rocket mission manager Mike Serafin earlier this week.
I will simply say that the results were eye-watering. The rocket performed and or exceeded expectations.
Orion will remain in a broad but stable orbit for nearly a week, completing just a half lap around the moon before heading home. This is considered a dress rehearsal for a potential lunar landing with astronauts by 2025. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The singer and actress Irene Cara has died at age 63. She was an Oscar, Golden Globe, and Grammy winner, starred and sang in the title cut from the movie Fame, and also sang the theme song for the movie Flashdance 3 years later in 1983. Marissa Melton, VOA News.